Chapter 7, Sociology and Political Science. Unit 13, Identity Theft. Every 6 seconds in the United States, someone's identity is stolen. In 2006 alone, more than 8 million American residents were the victims of identity theft, resulting in a combined loss of over $56 billion. This form of theft is a crime involving the illegal use of someone else's identity. It has been increasing since the introduction of the Internet in the 1990s. The most common form of identity theft is credit card fraud. This is usually accomplished by computer hacking, voice phishing, or stealing personal information by pretending to be a trusted company. Identity theft has become a serious crime not only in terms of financial consequences, but also in terms of emotional and psychological costs as well. Michelle Brown, a victim of identity theft, knows all too well about this crime. In a widely publicized case, she testified before the U.S. Senate Committee hearing on identity theft, stating, from January 1998 through July 1999, one individual stole my apartment rental application and impersonated me to get over $50,000 in goods and services. Not only did she damage my credit, but her crimes grew to a level that I never truly expected. She engaged in drug trafficking or selling drugs. The crime resulted in my false arrest record, a warrant for my arrest, and eventually a prison record when she was jailed under my name in Chicago Federal Prison. It can take years to clear up the problems associated with identity theft. Ms. Brown spent many days and nights making phone calls and writing letters trying to resolve these issues. She estimates that the time lost toward clearing her credit and attempting to clear her criminal record amounted to more than 500 hours. But at the time, she felt like the burden cost her a lifetime. She said, "I spent countless sleepless nights and seemingly endless days dedicating my time, energy, and peace of mind trying to restore my credit and my life." In addition to direct damages, identity theft can also traumatize its victims like other physical crimes. For some people, the trauma can lead to permanent emotional distress. Ms. Brown said that it was like one of those unbelievable Hollywood stories. Someone becomes you, erases your life, and through his or her destructive behaviors, complicates your existence, so you no longer know how to live day after day. She concluded that she did not think she would ever be able to completely get over what happened. Even after clearing everything up, the emotional pain from identity theft can last for many years. In her testimony, Ms. Brown urged the U.S. government to enforce stricter laws against identity theft. She also gave many suggestions on how businesses and banks should deal with this kind of crime. As a result of Ms. Brown's hard work, there have been efforts made to strengthen the laws and punishments for these crimes. Currently, the punishment for identity theft under federal law includes a maximum of 20 years of jail time and up to $10,000 in fines.